out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps thou art listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, Alex doesn't like crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the flipping fuck out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours trying to suffer through the slings and arrows of outrageous Republican fuckery.
Fuck you.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And goddamn, does the GOP not give a flying fuck about this fucking country?
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
No.
Yeah.
They don't.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's we be living in amazing times. We got a lot to talk about the whole memo. Every time I tweet about him or write about him, I call him the jockstrap washer for team treason. Devin Nunes.
Yes, jockstrap washer.
He really, if you look at him. Yeah, they got to have compromise. That's my opinion. Right. They have to have compromise on him because if he's one of the few that like Matt Gaetz, the odious fuck troll that is our representative here.
Dude.
What's his name? Jim Jordan of Ohio.
Yeah.
Louis Gohmert, you know, all of those
pieces of garbage.
Right. All those pieces of shit are seem gleeful in their defense of Trump and in their attacks on Mueller and the FBI and the Department of Justice. But Nunes looks like he's really like in a hostage video. I don't feel
him.
I don't feel sorry for him in the least.
God,
any tiny amount of suffering he has, I love.
But there must be something.
But he doesn't look like he's having a good time with it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. He looks like a bad guy in 24 who the walls are closing in.
Yes.
Does that make any sense?
Like a bad guy who they have his daughter and they're going to kill her if he doesn't do it. That kind of a thing. Like
it's
he may not
up.
Be a total. I mean, he's a Republican hate fuck.
Oh, yes.
But he's. He may not be the totally evil, ethics-free troll like, say, a Jim Jordan or a Matt Gaetz or a Louis Gohmert, because he actually looks like he's suffering through this shit that he's doing.
Yeah.
He doesn't. You see him anywhere, walking. He just looks miserable.
Oh, yeah.
Miserable. Good. But I don't know. I just get the opinion. I'm not, you know, trying to... give him any props
but you wonder why is he so fucked up, why is he doing this? There's no good reason other than, you know, there must be something going on about him that we don't fucking know about.
Well, you know, he was on the transition team,
right?
Not that he helped Caitlyn Jenner with her surgery, I mean, that he was on the team that helped the handoff from Barack Obama to whatever this is we've got now. And
traitor.
Maybe he, that's when he got caught up in the Russian
yeah.
bullshit, maybe. Or they've got something else on him.
You know,
but
I don't know.
Holy fuckballs. It's really...
It's fucked up, dude.
Craven. It's really going to be a big nothing burger once they release it. We already know what's in it.
Lies.
Right.
Lies.
We already know what's in
fucking
it. It's going to go after Rosenstein. It's going to say, why did he drag his feet?
Right.
They're going after McCabe and Ray for why did they drag their feet when they found out 3 weeks. They found out about the Wiener emails.
No.
Ah! 3 weeks before they told Congress.
Oh, my God. Fuck you.
So, obviously, they wanted Hillary to win.
Right. Right. Of course.
Which makes no sense. Even though now we know that it came out yesterday that Peters... go to yesterday's show.
Oh, Crabdiving.com. Find yesterday's episodes. You can find those on Amazon. No, fuck me. On iTunes and Stitcher. Sure. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you...
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, we get paid when you buy shit.
Currently waiting for an Amazon order of Kate's dog food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, you mentioned fucking Matt Gaetz. You know who he brought to the fucking State of the Union?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A Holocaust denier dickbag. Yeah. Or a Holocaust skeptic. Like, he believes the Holocaust happened, but it wasn't as bad as it's as we think it was.
It was only 5,999,999 Jews. It wasn't 6 million.
You can invite anyone on the planet to go with you to the State of the Union, and you bring that guy?
Here's a, he's probably a big donor or something.
Good God.
Here's a...
he's banned from Twitter.
A little bit of local for those in no flow here.
Fuck you.
In the Pensacola area in the 1st District of the 1st Congressional District.
Oh, my God.
Phil Ehr, E-H-R.
Right.
Is the candidate for Florida's 1st Congressional District. Former GOP.
No, oh, okay.
Now a Democrat, so there's hope for him here in this district because he probably has some views that
he's
may not...
running?
Yeah.
Oh, I met that guy.
We may not be 100% in agreement.
Yeah, yeah.
With some of his views, but since we are in blood red fuckistan here,
right, right,
it might help.
Yeah, yeah.
That he has some moderate, let's call them, views.
He seems like a nice dude, but then again, I'm white, and he was talking to a white person.
His last tweet says the FBI. Oh, there's a lot of black people in his pictures. He says the FBI has grave concerns about the release of the memo fever Representative Matt Gaetz helped to create.
He is
culpable and extraordinarily reckless.
Wow.
Northwest Florida Patriots deserve better. I'm retweeting that from Crab Diving.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's his most recent.
Nobody likes Matt Gaetz. If you ask anyone around here about Matt Gaetz, they say he's a piece of fucking shit.
Oh, get out and vote.
Right. Oh, I think these people do.
Good God, get out and vote. I mean, there's a chance, you know, even though we're finding out in all these districts that there's no way in fuck a Democrat would win. Even without having been a child molester, we're finding that the Democrats are beating some of these Republicans.
Right, right. Arizona,
where Trump won bigly.
Please get out and vote against this Arpaio fuck nut. Please. You know,
I can't imagine Joe Arpaio winning.
Well, listen, hey,
that's true. I said that about Trump.
White people believing bad people can't get elected in politics has to stop, man. We gotta assume the worst.
So go follow and donate cashola to at Phil Ehr, at PHILEHR, help us defeat the team treason.
I asked him specifically about the wall in DACA, and he had right answers. He's not for the wall, and he wants a clean DACA.
Was his Twitter header has him with a whole bunch of people. There's white people. There's brown people.
Wow.
There's women. Look at this.
All right. That's good, man.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, this is the first day of Black History Month. And
he's another white guy. But yeah.
Yeah, it's the first day of Black History Month. And
the shortest month in the calendar.
Yes, yes. And you know how Schindler honored it? You know how Schindler honored it? By bitching that black people and Democrats didn't clap hard enough for him at the State of the Union.
He did that today?
Oh, yeah, that was in that, didn't he, had that speech in Greenbrier.
Oh, he did. He said, yeah, they didn't stand, he meant the Negro caucus.
Right. Isn't that nice? happy Black History Month.
The Congressional Black Caucus.
God damn, Schittler.
I'm sure he refers to them as something else, though, and behind closed doors.
I think people, as a point, when you mention Trump, I think you have to say racist Trump or our racist president or Donald Trump the racist. I think that has to be in his name. I think people have to get in the practice of calling him a racist whenever you speak his shit fuck name. God, he's just horrendous.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So there you go. That's our, just if you wanted to know who our representative was.
God, Bernie Bros, do you see what happened? Do you see what you did? Do you think they see?
No, they're still. Hillary, she's the most corrupt person ever.
No, not ever. Not ever.
Let's see what's going on in your headlines, y'all.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, February 1st, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
I got confused in my head.
Yeah. I mean, it's
I was looking at it as if it were the European way of putting the dates.
Oh, we mean, and you're clicking a bunch of bullshit.
Where they put the date first and then the month.
Why do you guys do that?
I'm thinking they'd probably did it first. So.
No. And then we fucked it up.
You know how many, yeah. Over to the commie, pinko, liberal.
It bait.
HuffPost.
Oh, fuck you, Schittler.
We're called libtards today on our Facebook.
Oh, God.
A couple times.
Man, what's up with that? You know.
The headline says, shock poll.
Pole. Shock pole.
Is this a stripper accident?
Right. Oh, shit.
A stripper lighting accident?
You know what? That seems like a really convoluted way somebody would be murdered in an episode of Columbo.
Yeah, they hooked up some Christmas lights to the top of it or something. Yeah. Ended up...
water hose.
Silicone exploding.
Yes. Sad.
Shock poll. U.S. students... Oh, this is going to be sad. Stumped on slavery. Looks like the... Sounds like the... GOP may be getting their way and rewriting history on slavery that, you know, wasn't so bad.
What does that mean, like, stumped?
American students, it says, American students are not learning the full truth about slavery.
They don't understand that it was bad? Or?
American students are being taught an inadequate and often sanitized version of history when it comes to slavery, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh, my God.
They looked at how slavery is being presented in K-12 classrooms, found that students are often taught a deeply incomplete version of events. They learn inspirational stories about figures like Harriet Tubman and Good Samaritans who helped slaves reach freedom in an underground railroad before they learn about the horrors of enslavement.
God, that is so fucked up. So you hear about... some of the white people
slaves. Yeah. Republicans, of course.
But not the white people that fucking enslaved them. That's nuts.
When they learn about slavery, it's often presented as an isolated, albeit unfortunate, phenomenon.
Right.
Disconnected from white supremacist ideologies that abetted it and the racism that continues as a pervasive part of American life today. They've tried in Texas, Oklahoma. How many times have we done stories over the past couple of years that of them trying in state education, boards of education, trying to literally sanitize, and they go out by squealing that kids are being taught that America's bad, that it's evil.
It is.
It's got evil history.
Yes.
It's the greatest country ever. It came right from the dickhole of the Lord.
We have done some bad, evil fucking shit.
Oh, well, you can't tell them that. You're a libtard, you hate America.
We are doing some bad, evil shit.
Well, right. How about admitting we were shitbags back then? I mean, unless anyone today defended slavery in the 1860s, you're not immediately culpable. So we can honestly look back and say, wow, what a bunch of fucking assholes we were at that time.
Yeah, right.
And hopefully we've learned from it. I don't, you know, Roy Moore.
I was reading this article.
Donald Trump. We haven't learned from it.
No, but, we haven't. Yeah. We fucking haven't learned. I mean, Trump got elected. And the only reason Roy Moore didn't get fucking elected in Alabama is because black people and black women came out and voted. Well, Had they not, he would be in the Senate.
But also scary, if he hadn't been trolling the malls in high school football games for young
poonage. Oh, he would still be heinous.
For young poonage. Yeah, he would be... Because he hates gay people.
Oh yeah, and all that shit he did as a
and tries to cram the Ten Commandments into your holes.
Oh yes, yummy.
Students learn. Oh yeah, it says inspirational stories, like you said, all the wonderful white heroes who helped all the black people.
God, that's so fucked up.
No,
I just say the hard thing. I was reading this article. The hard thing is, it's not getting rid of the statues. It's fixing the textbooks. You know.
Oh, right. Yeah. And it says 8% of high school seniors surveyed by independent polling.
Yes.
Identified slavery as the primary reason for the Civil War. Half identified tax protests.
Oh, God.
Well, that's what they're being taught.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been to school down here. But I have a feeling that may be where a lot of the leaning goes in the former Dixie states.
Right.
Teachers posted disappointing results. 66% of social studies teachers surveyed said they discuss the immorality of slavery with their classes. But that means a third don't.
That would be like if you lived in Germany and they tried to lessen the horrendousness of the fucking Holocaust. Right. I mean, it's the same fucking thing.
You can't even say Hitler there, basically. You can't even draw a little Sharpie mustache on your face without being slapped with a hate crime.
I mean, we went to Africa, put a bunch of people in boats, in chains, you know, ferried them across the, was it Northwest Passage? What is it called? That's not it. Fuck. The ocean.
Yeah, I think
there was something. Depends some
on which coast. If they went around the.
That was horrible. A bunch of people died on the fucking way over. It was all torturous and horrendous.
If they went around the Cape, if they got them on the eastern side of Africa, on the western side of Africa, it's kind of a straight shot.
You built a whole society off slave labor. A whole society of slave labor. And then when the slaves were freed, it wasn't so great either. The civil rights movement wasn't until the 60s.
And still is being fought.
I mean, it's so fucked up.
Half of high school kids saying that tax protests were the main cause of the Civil War is enough to make one weep.
Well, I mean, I think we can credit that with some of the Tea Party movement. You know, that whole thing where there's this gross fucking, these white people feel like they're under attack, they're not appreciated or something.
Just because there's more and more brown people.
Yeah, and
a little over half of teachers surveyed said they'd talk about the continued legacy of slavery in today's society.
Wow.
A little over half.
God.
So that means almost half don't.
But that's, you know, how is a teacher? I don't even, God, even if you're a horrendous racist, wouldn't you look at slavery and say, God, that was such a huge thing, and to think that we wouldn't be feeling effects of it in our society today, that's crazy.
Make them all watch the first half hour of Amistad.
Yeah. Right?
And that's sugar-coated. I mean, you know what I mean? That's one incident, one man's...
It's a movie.
Yeah. Imagine being a woman.
Right.
And being brought over.
Yeah, get raped, beaten. Everybody's beaten.
The study reviewed 15 states' content standards and 10 popular U.S. history textbooks, found that while some states did better than others, they generally demanded only superficial-level teaching on the subject of slavery.
God, I mean, you know, and then you want to remove some of these monuments to these monsters from the Confederacy, and people bitch. It's nuts.
What's the problem here? More than 90% of teachers surveyed said they feel comfortable talking about slavery in the classroom. But many teachers revealed a higher level of discomfort in answers to open-ended questions, especially dealing with young children. Well, yeah, you've got to. That's why you're a teacher.
Yeah, you got
to. You should learn how to talk to little kids about shit like that. That's the vibe that right. You signed up for.
And everybody should know our history. We should know what we did. We should understand that what our ancestors did was fucking horrible. Right. And we should understand that our society is still pretty fucking racist.
One teacher said, I focus on the resistance factor more to avoid the children being scared by man's inhumanity to man.
Right.
I don't want to steal any child's innocence, though I want to make sure the children know the real history of the country. I focus on the resistance factor. Oh, in other words, I focus on the white people that were part of the Underground Railroad. Because I don't want them to know how horrible man is to man. I agree, but there are ways to do it.
Yeah.
And if you're telling your 8-year-old third grader that if they touch their dick, they're going to fry in eternal hellfire.
Yes.
Then they should be able to know the actual reality of this world, the real horrors.
Oh, yeah.
That are facing them in this world.
I mean, yeah, there were white people that helped slaves escape.
Sure.
But I think the majority of the story is white people owned people right. And they beat them and they raped them
and split a country apart right. To keep them.
Yes.
To try to keep them.
And when the states wrote letters saying, hey, we're leaving the Union, what did we learn? We learned that in the first one or two sentences,
right. Slavery
is mentioned. So it obviously had something to do with the Civil fucking War.
There you go. We need to, and then we're evil and we hate America if we want kids to learn that slavery was evil and wrong and
right. It was
naughty of us to do it.
I mean, this all lives matter culture is just insane.
The people fighting against the civil rights movement was evil and wrong. People fighting against women voting
were
evil and wrong. They were, you know, if.
And that shit is
still
happening.
Knock the clocks back. What do we got? 2018? Knock the shit back 100 years. And women were just... I need to get my dates right. But, you know, the suffrage movement, they had either just gotten the vote or just about to get the vote. And the Bibles were being waved around.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They were using religion.
Yeah.
You can't let women vote.
And
the Lord says so.
Right. And it's happening now. It's happening now.
And some of those Republicans are wistful for those days. We talked about one last week who literally said that.
Who is that?
That guy, Arizona, running for something in Arizona, who said he wants a woman home cooking his meal.
Oh, my God.
And then
that
there was
fucking guy.
There was another one a month or two ago that literally said women shouldn't be in office.
I remember
biblically
that.
According to the Bible.
Yeah I mean, we still have voter suppression,
right? Desperate
voter
suppression, and it's gerrymandering is going to come to the Supreme Court, and that's the ball game. I think if the Supreme Court votes poorly on gerrymandering and says, you know, it's okay if you guys do that,
god
I think
damn.
We're the republic's gone. It's going to turn into Russia or Turkey until and unless some violent overthrow occurs.
It would have been nice. It would have been nice to get that Supreme Court justice that Obama was supposed to have
stolen
been able,
from him. Yeah,
that is fucking. I feel like enough wasn't made of that.
That's one of the most nefarious things in political history.
God.
And I hope to fuck that after 2018, if one of God forbid anything happens to one of the, you know, I'm an atheist when I say God forbid, it's a,
right.
It's an idiom.
Oh, I understand.
But flying spaghetti monster forbid, if anything happens to one of the SCOTUSes or if one of them decides to retire and the Democrats take over, no hearings, zero. Same thing. 2 years. Well, you know, it's only 2 years. I think we should let the American people decide.
I would like to think that, and I would hope that would happen, but that's not this party. The Democrats would never do that. They don't, they won't fight.
Put Merrick Garland back.
They won't fight the way the Republicans fight, to our detriment.
I hope, maybe.
Yeah. I just don't see it. I can't imagine, because they don't want to be seen as obstructionists. They don't want to get dirty like the Republicans.
Well, and they're not. I mean, some of them may be, but they're not evil. They're not. They're not low. They're not. Right. They're not cheaters. They're not. These Republicans have proven they have no ethics.
Right.
Gerrymandering. Period.
Yeah.
And there are Democrats that have done gerrymandering. That shit needs to go on both sides.
Right.
It's bullshit on both sides. The Republicans made a fucking art out of it the last 10 years, though.
Right.
And, God, there's people, Pennsylvania, you know, is having a big case right now, and they're saying they were ordered by the courts.
Yes.
To redistrict their ridiculous,
right,
crazy, spaghetti-looking, yeah, Pollock-painting districts. And they're like, well, you know, gosh, they were ordered to... Well, before this upcoming election, and now they're like, well, gosh, you know, you can't make us do it that fast.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
They're trying to cheat the next election. They want to make sure they can cheat the next election.
God, you know, I was at a TGI Fridays in Pensacola, and for some last night, hanging out with some friends, and for some reason, some dickbag there had Fox News on the television. And, you know, the closed caption was on. I was reading what Hannity was saying. And, you know, they say words like angry liberals. They'll say, you know, paranoid mainstream media and shit like that. And I think the problem is progressives don't want to be labeled as paranoid or angry or disruptive.
To us. We'll be disruptive, yes, and paranoid and angry. We're not paranoid, but
I think that is kind of... I mean, it's not why we got Trump. We got Trump because there's a lot of racists in this country and the Russian collusion.
Several factors.
But
yeah,
a lot of it has to do with our polite fucking party. Like, I don't understand. Like, we are in historically shit fuck times. And sometimes I feel like, I don't know. Did Chuck and Nancy pass out Xannies? Did they pass out Xannies?
I mean, right now we're better people. We're better humans, so it's against the grain or against your humanity to go in and cheat or to go in and lie
cheat. I am not saying cheat.
But that's how the Republicans are. What can they do besides yell and scream and point? And right now, being in the minority, if we can get a real blue wave, and knock the fuck out of these fuckers in 2018,
yeah.
How great would getting both the Senate and the House be?
Right.
But even if we just get the House, that'll be enough to stick a butt plug in what's going on. Then they'll be in charge of the committees and everything. Then let's get our own Benghazi. Let's get 18 fucking committees for every single tiny little treasonous bullshit.
And
these
I think you're right. I don't think you let one nomination go through for Trump and you let him squeal and you let him bitch and you don't give a fuck.
Right.
But I will say I am not seeing anyone today or yesterday talk about Joe Kennedy's speech. I don't see any lines about that.
In regards to
it being anything memorable. Where are the headlines about his speech? When Obama gave that speech, I saw news afterwards. I didn't see.
Well, Obama never gave the
Didn't he give
the response,
like, oh, I'm getting
he?
It mixed
no,
up.
No, he spoke at a convention.
At the DNC. But we're not hearing anything from that speech, and I'm just like, where's our
fire?
We
never hear anything from the response.
Okay, my point is, yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It just seems like our party, the Democrats, there's just no fire.
They need bomb throwers.
Yes, and I don't know. There should have been somebody talk. That speech was a moment. That was a moment lost by the Democrats.
We're at war.
Yeah, why do you...
To save the Republic and political war. Mm-hmm. But in every war, you need your diplomats, but you need cannons.
Yeah.
Also.
And I just think, I mean, don't you think, like, looking at that speech, I mean, it really blows my mind that where was our cannon? It didn't look like we're taking it seriously.
Well, that's a tactical choice. Yeah. I mean, is it enough? Do you put a firebrand? Do you put Kamala Harris?
Yes.
Out there to you know, call Trump a racist and to call you know, the Republicans traitors and things like that, or will that help win back the House and the Senate in 2018?
I don't know.
That's I don't either. I'm just saying it's a choice. Because I see a lot of butthurt white people out there who were these Obama voters, probably reluctant.
Yeah.
But they were Democrats their whole lives who flipped for fucking Trump.
Yeah.
And those are the people who are saying, oh, keep calling me a racist. And you're going to make me vote for Trump again, which is horrific and childish and dumb and moronic.
Yeah.
However,
right.
That's the reality. Oh, keep that up, libs. That's why we vote for Trump.
That's true. That's true.
So tactically, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, I was going to say we've got the left, but you don't necessarily got the left because you've got your Bernie bros, your extremists on the left.
Yeah, that are like,
who say it's not enough.
Well, they're also saying, like, why are we hearing from a Kennedy?
We want 100% of everything we want, or that's it. Well, you're the Tea Party then on the left.
Yeah.
Sadly, we live in a country where a significant number of them are on the wrong side.
Right. Yeah.
With the health care, it's funny that, you know, Obamacare, what, 56-57% approval rating?
Oh, yeah.
Now the country likes Obamacare. And if the country got Medicare for all, that would be the final, I think that would be perfect. Trump wants to get his face on Mount Rushmore. He should have been the populist that he was pretending to be instead of the right-wing Russian cum whore that he it turned out to be.
Yeah.
He came in and said, Republicans, you're wrong. It'll be better for everyone to get Medicare for everybody. He was saying that shit a couple of years ago.
Right. But the sad fact is, for somebody like Trump, there's never any hope because that guy is
a mentally
racist.
Ill. Yeah, he's racist.
Before anything, he's racist.
And dumb.
And there was no hope. I mean,
entitled.
Yeah. There is no hope of him being independent. There is no hope of anything doing anything but being racist as president.
But a smart him could be extraordinarily dangerous. A smart him is Putin.
Yeah.
Right. A smart Trump is Putin.
Yeah. I would say Trump is extraordinarily dangerous.
But he, I'm not diminishing his dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Danger.
Danger.
The Putin, is a smart Trump. Trump wants everything Putin has, everything right. Erdogan has. How do we do that? How do I make that press?
You're doing it.
I want to change the libel laws.
He's doing it
for one reason. Yeah. I don't want the press to be able to say anything bad about me. That's
right.
I want to be able to purge all of the people. I want my cabinet to be able to fire anybody that's not helping the American people. Yeah. Which means anybody who voted Democrat, of course.
Fuck you. Oh, right. That's why he asked me, who'd you vote for?
It's just terrible. Yeah, it's just a creepy time. And with this Congress and with Rupert Murdoch, who is almost the only person that makes me want to rethink my aversion to the death penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Rupert Murdoch... if that would have existed, Nixon would have finished out his term easily. No problem whatsoever.
Yeah, that's true.
They had nothing on Nixon.
This guy
is obstructing on TV.
Yeah.
And the Republicans are denying it. And Fox News is pretending it doesn't exist and didn't happen. And it's really the FBI and the deep state.
I saw something you put on Facebook about Lester Holt, about some sort of meeting or something Trump had with Lester Holt, some confrontation.
Oh, yeah. Go to Facebook.com/cruel.
Am I hallucinating? Or?
No. There was a, I guess after the State of the Union, the day after, there was a luncheon with...
with journalists or something?
Anchors. I think it was bigwigs, you know, some of the bigger names and stuff like that. And Trump. Our Facebook page is doing really well today. Head over to Facebook.com/crabdiving. A lot of shares, a lot of comments.
Yes.
Some right-wing troll fuckery.
Ooh.
It says, Trump's lunch with news anchors went exactly like you'd expect.
Who wants to have lunch with that guy?
This is TV Newser, but it's they're quoting Politico. In attendance on Tuesday, ABC's George Snuffleupagus, David Muir, CBS's Jeff Glor and Norm O'Donnell, Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer
Nine.
From CNN, Brett Baer and Martha McCallum from NBC. Brett Baer's been almost a little critical of the administration.
Oh, wow.
He's trying to claim that he's one of the journalists.
Yes.
Remember, he's the guy, I think we talked about it last week, that he said, don't confuse the real news people on Fox
right
with your Hannity's and your, and
yes,
who's Grandpa Simpson? What's his name?
I think Grandpa Simpson. Brett Hume?
No. Oh, God. The old man who yells at the clouds who was saying, I think that the Justice Department should, the U.S. Marshals should go in and clean out the Justice Department. Oh my God, he was all over.
I don't fucking remember.
I could see his face. I can't think
of
his name.
Here's the only person.
I said he used to be a journalist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For CNN.
Damn it. I can't remember his fucking name. The only person that I have any sympathy for over there at Fox News is that Shep Smith. I like Shep. He makes me laugh. I love that outtake where he says curb job or the blow job fuck up when he's talking about J-Lo. That's funny as shit.
It says that Lester Holt and Chuck Todd from NBC, some PBS people, a whole bunch of some of the...
Chuck Todd. He's got a weird name.
Notably absent... two first names. Notably absent Univision's Jorge Ramos.
Oh, wee.
And but Univision anchors Enrique Acevedo and Patricia Janiot did attend.
Is that the anchor that Trump didn't let in the press conference?
Yeah, he's the guy he threw out.
God, what a fucking asshole Trump is.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here. insiders say during the off-the-record lunch, parts of which were on the record, Trump, of course, was more boastful than angry and gracious at times. He congratulated Jeff Glor on recently becoming the new anchor for CBS Evening News. But, quote, the president took a needling tone with Chuck Todd.
Oh, wow.
The host of NBC's Meet the Press, telling the group that Todd's the nicest guy in the world until he gets on the show. Then he becomes a monster.
He said that?
Yeah. Chuck is the nicest guy in the world until he gets on the show. Then he's a monster.
Did he actually say monster?
Quote, a monster,
holy
unquote.
Fucking shit. Shitler, you are Erdogan. You don't have to wish for this shit anymore. You are a tyrant. you made it, baby.
The thing is, this shows obviously how desperate he is to get them to like him.
Right.
You know what I mean? He doesn't necessarily want to throw them all in prison like Erdogan does or like Putin does. He wants them to love him.
God, that
and be nice to him.
Trump, don't you realize when you... If you're dealing with some fucking person and you figure out... Oh, go ahead.
Lou Dobbs.
Lou Dobbs.
I'm sorry. It just popped into my little brain.
Lou Dobbs. That piece of garbage.
I apologize. Go ahead.
He's like Russian TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is state-run Mediaville USA. I mean, he sucks Trump's dick. Right. I mean, Trump should have some nice shit to say about Lou Dobbs. I mean, my God, a man that old on his knees that
loves
much.
Lou Dobbs.
Oh, I would
loves
hope so.
Lou Dobbs.
I would hope so, Donnie. You fuck.
It just it popped into my head finally.
Yeah, yeah.
Took a little while churning around in there. He had a more pointed exchange.
No.
With NBC News anchor Lester Holt.
Wouldn't you know that if you're doing this, that you can't be a fuckhead? Like this, you have just to be nice and magnanimous and all that other bullshit.
Pointed exchange regarding a May 2017 interview in which the president said he considered, quote, the Russia thing.
Yes.
When deciding to fire former FBI director James Comey. The president accused Holt Holt.
Yes.
And Holt. Oh, did you see during the State of the Union he did one of those?
No, what did he do?
It was a huge one. He was pointing out, I don't know, it was one of the people, I think, that saved somebody from evil immigrants or something. I don't know.
Right, right.
CJ something or other, the guy that he was pointing to. CJ, thank you for your...
Oh, okay.
CJ was there regardless.
Right.
Whatever CJ did, it was something heroic and I don't remember what it was.
Thank you, CJ.
But Trump said, he said his name and then he said, he goes by DJ and CJ.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Then he said, but he said he prefers to be called CJ, so we'll call him that.
No.
This is a typical Trumpian fuck up, and not even just a and. He goes by DJ and CJ.
Just say you're wrong.
Right.
I meant CJ.
He goes by DJ. I mean CJ, sorry. That's it. The world will not think any worse of you if you correct yourself on a slight misread. But now it's a story. Because he was like, CJ or DJ, he prefers to be called CJ.
God, what a broken fucking person.
And he almost made fun of it. Like, I don't get it either. Who wants to be called DJ and CJ at the same time? But we're going to call him DJ. You know, I mean.
It's the State of the Union.
You just made that up, you idiot.
The State of the Union is our president is seriously fucked in the head. I mean, that thing inside him, Trump. That yearning for everyone to like him is the worst vulnerability to have as a person. When you find out someone you're dealing with has that need inside of them and you want to get something from them, just pretend you don't like them.
Right, right.
That's all you have to do and they'll do anything they want. I mean, it's nuts. He's dealing with other heads of state and he's fucked up. Oh my God, it's the worst.
So, Chris Hayes actually did a... Here we go.
Thing one tonight, at the State of the Union last night, President Trump singled out a Homeland Security special agent in the audience.
Here tonight is one leader in the effort to defend our country. Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent Celestino Martinez. He goes by DJ. And CJ, he said, call me either one. So we'll call you CJ.
Is he trying to be funny? I mean, no.
He fucked up. And you could see Paul Ryan, who had that shit smirk on his face the whole time. You could see his little eyebrow twitch like, oh boy.
Oh, man. Good job, Republicans. This guy is fucked up, man.
Wait a second. Does he really go by both? DJ and CJ, have you ever met a person in your life who goes by both DJ and CJ?
Meanwhile, in this, we'll play it. It's a little bit later here. He plays a little highlight reel of Trump doing this.
Yeah.
And there's one I hadn't heard before.
Right.
That is fucking hilarious. I hadn't heard one before.
Of its fuck
that doesn't
up.
Seem yeah, to yeah. make sense. Oh, yeah. In fact, it doesn't match the prepared remarks, which read, quote, Homeland Security Investigations Special Agent Celestino Martinez, he goes by CJ. And on the White House page announcing their guest, there's no mention of DJ. We needed to get to the bottom of this mystery, so we asked the ICE Office of Public Affairs, does Agent Celestino Martinez go by CJ or DJ or both? And they actually got back to us. And their answer is thing two in 60 seconds.
And we go to a commercial and we're back.
Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent Celestino Martinez. He goes by DJ and CJ. He said, call me either one.
He didn't.
You can call me CJ. You can call me DJ. So we asked
you can call me...
Who is that guy?
We met him.
Oh, that's right. We did.
He was at that table read when we wrote a couple of jokes for that King of the Hill episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was a special guest that night. You could call me Ray. You could call
it's
me
Ray
Jay.
Something.
You could call me Johnson. You could call me Ray J.
Call
me...
Oh, my God.
He's a comic from way
from
back. And
back
that was
in
his
the day,
like
dude.
That was his thing.
Yeah.
But he was on that episode. Anyway,
if Celestino Martinez really goes by both DJ and CJ, an answer of yes would confirm something really odd. An answer of no might embarrass the president a little. This afternoon, they gave us their answer, quote, probably best to use his full name as we have it listed in the news release.
Oh, look at them being diplomatic over there.
Okay, thank you for that. A non-answer, well played. Here's my theory. Of course, CJ does not go by DJ. Where would the D come from? This was just the latest example of the president doing his signature move when he makes a mistake on the teleprompter, a little ad-lib riff in which he employs the magical word and, joining the flub and the fix together and pretending he meant to say both and creating a world in which a guy can have the nicknames simultaneously both DJ and CJ.
This is great.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he's like he's weaving a little alternate reality, and I guess we all go along with it because he's got the launch codes.
I wish the feed would have cut to CJ because
if they
would have just a few seconds earlier cut over to CJ with looking like what the fuck? He goes by DJ. No.
Oh shit.
Here's a highlight reel.
He goes by DJ and CJ. He said, call me either one. Authority and authoritarian powers. Through their lives and though their lives.
Through their lives and now, though their lives.
I'm going to listen to this and I'm not going to be able to talk. God damn.
Through their lives and though their lives.
What if you're raising a kid and they're learning how to speak? And you're like, listen, the president's on. Either put it on mute or take my kid out of the room because I don't want him sounding like this guy.
Republicans think he's a good example for kids.
No, they don't. Bullshit.
We had that poll last week.
Oh, yes.
We railed over.
Disingenuous. Because I guarantee if you had some Republican parents in here, it's like, all right, guys, we're going to take you to the mall. But look who's babysitting. Donald J. Trump. Bullshit. Right. They're like, nope.
Lives, and though their lives were cut short. Our hope is a word and world of proud, independent nations.
Our hope is a word of proud, independent nations.
What is it? It's our hope. Hope is a word. Not
our
a
hope
world.
Is a world, world of proud, independent nations. Our hope is a word and world.
See what he should have. Right. I'm just now. Proud, now I don't. Now nations. I don't know how to say it. Like if I accidentally fucked it up. Our hope is a word. I mean a world. Just say I mean a world. That's what I meant to say. That's what you say, right?
Or yeah. Or world.
You don't say or, though. Or infers right. that you...
Well, I mean, if you do it right, if you say our hope is a word is a... Okay, now I can't even fuck
I'm
up.
I'm worried about
our
fucking
hope, our hope is a word or world. God, if you do it like that,
yes.
It's okay. Oops, I read it wrong.
Yeah. You're admitting
Let's
that,
move along. Right. He can't admit that he read it wrong.
He's fucking us up.
And he's making his speechwriter sound like morons.
Oh, my God.
Which... You know, Stephen Miller,
that little Nazi fuck, has some weird jokes he wrote in there.
Oh, God.
God, it's so bad. He can't be wrong.
I hope is a word and a word.
It's his vanity, right?
Yeah, part of whatever mental illness is rattling around in there.
God.
Of their children.
Oh, I fucked it up. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I want
and
you to hear that.
Authoritarian powers through their lives... And though their lives were cut short, our hope is a word and world of proud, independent nations.
This is my favorite.
And is instead given unelected regulators and regulators, we will arrive at a peace and a place far greater in understanding and cooperation.
We're going to arrive at a peace far greater.
He really nailed it.
Didn't he call
too.
Hope Hicks a piece?
A piece and a place. God, is he fucking Hope Hicks?
I don't know. Either her or Nikki Haley is
both. Why not both?
Well, that's true. Certainly not Melania.
No, God, no.
Lowest on the list.
No, I think for her, I don't think. I mean, damn.
I think my favorite is the last one. I thought that was, but my favorite's
and a
up.
Place far greater. In understanding and cooperation. They sacrifice every day for the furniture and future.
That's it. I had never heard that one before. They sacrifice every day for the
furniture.
Furniture.
I gave my life for that recliner. Yeah. for that table.
He lost both legs protecting an ottoman.
Oh, my God. I live for that futon. Fuck
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
That, play that one again.
That's my
please.
Favorite.
Oh, my, Kate, run that back.
I'm going to make that a drop.
They sacrifice every day for the furniture and future of their children.
Did you miss it?
Yeah, I
you didn't. You took your headphones.
I couldn't stand it.
You took your headphones off in outrage.
I almost had to walk around. It's
I'm sorry,
so...
everybody. You got to hear it again so Ryan can hear it again.
God.
Sacrifice every day for the furniture and future of their children.
Spectacular.
Holy fucking shit. Oh, my God. There's nothing not wrong with his brain.
Yeah.
He's got that fucking, it's vanity. It's fucking vanity. And then he can't bear to not have someone not like him. Oh, my God. And then on top of that, he's racist. He's so racist. Is there anything good about him that's like redeemable? That's positive? No.
The sacrifice for the furniture of the children.
That whenever a white person suggests that there might be something positive Donald Trump could do for this country outside of resigning or jumping off a fucking building, play that furniture clip, whatever the fuck.
But I got 18 cents more on my last paycheck.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, my God.
And talk to us. At Anna Engelbrecht wants us to play it again. She's like, do it again.
Yeah. Good one.
The tweet us during the show at Crab Diving.
Yeah.
Thanks to those that do. I don't remember. I'm flummoxed right now.
Hey, my God, can you believe fucking people voted for this lunatic? What the fuck? Furniture. I sacrifice for furniture. I sacrifice for waterbed. And he wouldn't, though. That's the thing. He wouldn't sacrifice for furniture. He'd take your fucking furniture.
Yeah.
He'd take your furniture and shit on it.
Let's see what the drudges are not thinking right now. Over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, what's his name? The poobah over at Apple. Tim Cook?
Yeah.
Tim Cook with his arms up in the air. I don't know. That's the picture. It says stocks turn choppy. Oh, is it a bad stock day?
For Apple?
Oh, it is. Stocks close lower in choppy session as higher rates snuff out rally.
Higher rates in what?
Well, maybe that's one of the reasons the crypto coin market
took a shit.
Took a big got hate fucked today. It says the S&P
500 declined 0.1%. to close at 28.2198 after rising as much as 0.4%.
I'm going to sacrifice for furniture.
So there you go. The interesting that the Drudge Report vexes me because sometimes it really seems like Matt Drudge is playing a little tongue drumming on Trump's asshole.
Yes. Blah, 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 right,
doing
right.
The Flight of the Bumblebee kind of shit.
Come on, Matt. Come on, Matt. You can do better than that.
And then other times it seems like he's not down. Like now,
right.
Why is stocks turning choppy? You're not going to see that on Fox.
Of course not. Everything's great under this shitler.
Apple sells less iPhones, Google miss, it says. These are the three headlines.
Well, okay. Right-wing nut jobs are confusing
Janet
sometimes.
Janet Jackson's titty, yeah.
Oh, really? Why? Because
Janet Jackson back at Super Bowl? Question mark.
Oh,
and it's
God.
The picture of Justin Timberlake next to her, and it's right after she put her hand over her boob, like, gasp, my boob popped out
God.
Of my costume that inexplicably had a section there was one
we should all
pop
be,
out
you know that whole business we should all be embarrassed of our country and how that was handled and all this other shit. Who cares if I see a tit in the Super Bowl? Who gives a flying fucking fuck? And I don't know Janet Jackson performing at the Super Bowl. Can we get somebody more, you know, I don't know,
Nickelback?
Oh my God,
how the hell we wind up like this?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What's wrong with those people?
Fucking
Nickelback. Do they still tour? Do people see them?
At Thread and Thumb is a great point. One day here in America, someone might cry, who thought vanity could kill so many? Thanks, Trump voters.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He wants to do a bloody nose attack against North Korea. Great.
After Megyn Kelly's bloody attack.
What was that? Oh,
blood
she's
coming
bleeding
from
out
everywhere.
She's bleeding out of her eyes.
Blood coming out of her whatever.
Oh, my God. We elected this guy. That happened early in the election.
Yeah.
Howard Dean, who, I mean, listen, you libs, I know a lot of people complain about Howard Dean. Fuck you. Howard Dean, on his worst day, is better than Trump on his best.
I mean, I'm really...
He just screamed.
I'm really amazed that that disqualified him from the presidency.
Play it again. Play that. You
just
remember that
one
thing? All he did was scream.
Well, right. He was in a fervor enlisting all the places all the states he's going to go to. He had just either won or came in second or something.
He was in Iowa.
And really, that's all he did. And I've seen him on television a few times recently, and they've said, you know, with Trump, throughout the whole campaign, they were like, Howard, Trump said you should grab them by the pussy.
On a tape.
And he won. He won. Howard Dean went, and was immediately disqualified as being a lunatic.
Well, I mean, you know, Howard Dean had this thing, though, like, because I loved him. I remember watching him during that election. He had this thing where when he got excited, I don't know how to describe this on air, but he would put his fist up like... I don't know how to describe this visually. He would just do this expression where he just looked bizarre when he got excited. That's all. And I remember he made some... Is this it?
Well, you guys, you have already got the picture here. I was about to say, you know, I'm sure there's some disappointed people here. You know what?
This is painful to watch because this is like 20 seconds before
really?
The utter implosion of his entire political career.
We fucked up in this
country.
For
no reason other than he yelled.
You know something? If you had told us 1 year ago that we were going to come in third in Iowa, we would have given anything for that. And you know something? Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! There you go. That's it.
Trump called Ted Cruz a
pussy, and the crowd was going nuts. Nobody was horrified. It was afterwards that they jumped on him.
Yeah. I mean,
and we're like, well, Howard Dean had a meltdown in 2004.
I mean, it does sound weird. I will give the universe that, but so what? So fucking what? Remember when Trump called Ted Cruz a pussy and he was only repeating what somebody said, but I'm not going to say what you said. Well, you know, she said pussy. Ted Cruz is a pussy. He said pussy. He said pussy at a rally, you know? And Howard Dean just did this.
Yeah.
And if you think about vocally, he just went like this. Ah! So what? Who fucking cares? We loved that candidate. Do you remember how many people loved Howard Dean?
Sure.
I loved Howard Dean. He was pro-gay marriage back in the day, right?
Yeah,
he screamed.
He's a giant liberal.
He screamed and it made it all go away. And then John Kerry ran, right?
Well, and him being put in charge of the DNC was great because he was the one who came up with that 50-state strategy
said,
I don't care if you think we can't win in Alabama. We're going to put money in Alabama.
Ah! That's all he did. God damn.
The Jim Baker Show. Here are your hosts, Jim and Lori Baker.
What is this?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Gray Street.
Hi there.
So very happy to have you here with our very special guest, John Shorey, is in the house.
Great to be here.
You know, I haven't had food problem for 15 years.
Yes, we do.
But with all my family, I don't know. You know, you don't know who all is going to show up.
Yes.
And who you're going to have to take care of. And you're going to hate to say no to people when they're starving to death. These buckets can be used, like if you live in the city, they're going to be
a port-a-john for you.
Yes. Shit in
I saw that on down the side. Somebody reposted Jim Baker so being good. Concerned about your bowel movements.
You know,
from
man,
2016.
If you listen to the announcer for that and then listen to the music, it's like they're performing for children or something, or for people on lots of drugs. It's the Jim and Laurie show.
Well, you can hardly move through the aisles at the Jim Baker show because of all the cannulas and the oxygen tanks.
Do you feel like someone should rescue this audience? I mean, do we know that
they went there on
purpose. They're on their own volition. They weren't kidnapped. They're not that fucking mobile, dude.
That's not exactly for sure.
It's the Jim Baker show. Lori's like, ah, yeah. Everybody's pilled up.
God, you know, they give names to a lot of these shows that they post.
No, the Jim Baker, they title the episodes like, you know.
The Jim Baker Show, January 26, 2018. The importance of clean water.
God, see, that is misleading. Because you're going to see that and you're like, oh, I want to know the news on
water.
Well,
I bet they're selling some water filters.
What are you going to do when people show up? You can use this bucket to shit in. Oh,
January 27th, 2018. Time is running out.
Oh, of course. Of course it is.
I don't know. It's running out.
It's the apocalypse, dude.
So there you go. A little laugh there for.
Yeah.
Jim Baker.
She's high as fuck.
Lori?
Yeah. Oh, my God. What state do they broadcast out of? Where are they?
Where are they? I wonder.
They're not in Hollywood, right? Are they in Los Angeles? I mean, you know, it's a TV show.
I don't know where Jim. Texas, maybe, probably.
Fuck you.
Don't you think?
Somewhere where they got all the opioids. All the opioids get delivered there to that studio. Is that. How is Lori.
West Virginia. Maybe they're in that county in West Virginia.
Oh, my God.
Millions of pills delivered to
them.
Are
they in West Virginia?
No.
Oh, I see. God, I mean. She sounds insane there. I mean, in that, how much, you played like 30 seconds of that, and it's like, yes. And
yeah.
What happens?
Oh, they're in Missouri.
Oh, okay. You think Jim's like, hey, Lori, thought I'd let you know your pills didn't get delivered today, so, you know, probably not. That never happens.
They have an RV park.
Oh, of course. Yes. That makes total fucking sense, dude. Because a lot of these old people, when they retire, they do caravans. My grandparents did this. They Airstream, they caravan about, and they all get together in one place, and they do square dancing, and apparently they listen to Jim Baker sell buckets of powdered fucking soup.
Morningside is what the ministry or place is called or whatever.
Yay. Yeah.
If you come for a day or a lifetime, there is a place for you at Morningside.
A lifetime? I'm going to spend the rest of my life at their show? What the fuck?
Morningside is a place of worship and fellowship where people gather together to study God's word in church and in homes. Morningside is also the home of the daily broadcast of the Jim Baker Show.
Well, you'd have to have so much acid to exist there.
Our RV park and cozy cottages are available for your visit with us, as well as condo rentals.
God, he's getting back into that kind of business.
Reservations are not required to join the Jim Baker Show studio audience. Oh, we should go. And seating is free.
Oh, my God.
Please be advised that tapings of the Jim Baker Show may last up to 6 hours.
Well, what? Do they have food there for real, or is it that garbage they sell?
That garbage, of course.
Oh, my God. That's not fair at all.
At least they got the buckets there for your explosive diarrhea 20 minutes later.
If you live in an urban area, you can shit in this bucket after you eat food out of it. Why urban area? He says that, right?
Audience members are welcome to stay for any portion of these tapings. So you can waddle in and out. You can scoot in and out on your Walmart scooter.
How long? Oh, God. What's the entertainment value that, you know?
That's me, man.
Does Jim Baker's son show up and do stand-up?
Met him, right?
Yeah, I met him. He's nice.
He's Jesus-y, though.
Oh, yeah. I thought he wasn't Jesus-y, and I made some joke about, forget what I made, some joke about, like, I don't know, something about how Jesus's hands are nailed to a cross. It was totally fucking tasteless. And I don't know. He didn't find it funny at all. He doesn't, you know, he believes. Yeah. I thought he was a non-believer.
And if you want to turn to 2 Timothy 3,
oh God,
this would explain a lot of what the spirit of the white horse is. Men were lovers of their own selves. They're covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers. Look what they're doing to our president. They're accusing him of everything evil, and he's trying to save babies. He's trying to do things to help America.
See, he can't think of another thing that they like about that president, this
right.
shitbag.
He's saving
babies. He's saving babies. That's the one issue they have, why they love
him. I don't know that he would save every baby. Let's say he was banging Stormy Daniels. He blew a load inside of her, and it, you know, she got pregnant. Would he save that baby?
I'm going to ask Stephen Miller to push her down the stairs.
Yeah, I'm pushing her down the stairs. He ain't having
trying
that baby.
To do things to help America. I mean, in the news today, look at what they're doing to one of the great authors of great music, Stephen Foster.
Really?
Who wrote some of the great old American music.
Patriotic music?
Yeah, they want to tear
patriotic music?
I thought you said erotic music.
No, that's
what?
Later.
Oh,
patriotic
music? Yeah, they want to tear down
Jim Baker. Yeah,
his
yeah.
statue now.
Oh my, of course they do.
And
dear Lord.
And it the violent hate. I
Lori.
Mean anything is historic now about America, there's a movement to tear it down. And when you see
it's just not true, by the way. There's a movement
to
tear down monuments
to slavery,
to Confederate people types.
It puts slavery in a, how do you say, a really fucking fucked up context.
No one's hiding the history of it. When you build a monument to someone, it's not a FYI.
Yes.
You build a monument to memorialize someone.
Right.
To it's a good thing.
We're not.
If someone said, we're going to put a crab diving statue up.
Oh, that would be great.
That's an honor.
Yes.
That is not, it's just history.
Yeah, I mean, that's. This article I read in The Root, they're talking about that, like getting rid of monuments and trying to fix the history books. You're not burying history.
Right.
You're actually trying to get at history. You are trying to make, because it's not historically accurate to have these monuments. Do you know what I mean?
Right, saying these were good people.
They were not good people. God.
So with that logic, then these people were really upset when that big giant statue of Saddam came tearing down.
Yes.
In the Iraq War. Because
that's history.
How dare those evil Iraqis erase history? They should have that big giant gold statue to Saddam still there.
Don't you see, like, if you're a person of color, don't you think it's going to bother you to see a Confederate monument? Well, it bothers me, too. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see Robert E. Lee celebrated in that fucking context. It's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong. And it makes you nervous that our society hasn't learned anything and that we're going to do this shit all over again. And guess what? We haven't learned anything. We elected Donald Trump. We're all stupid. They want to get rid of it. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Of course they do.
What did Robert Foster write? Was he Camp Town racist singing this song, dude?
Probably some wonderful white people music.
Oh, yes. Yes. God, she sounds.
I don't know. I don't know how I got. I just saw something shiny over.
Well, that was
at
that
YouTube,
was
and they threw some Jim Baker clips at me. I couldn't resist.
Robert Foster is a wide receiver for.
Wasn't it
Alabama?
It's not Robert Foster. It's
Robert Foster.
Wait, no. Anyway, well, regardless.
somebody tweet us and tell us what's up with that guy. I don't know. Kate, look that up. All right. God, you're sitting there.
Stephen Foster.
Robert Foster.
Stephen Foster was known as the father of American music. was an American songwriter primarily known for his parlor and, minstrel music.
Oh, great. Okay, so people painted their face black and they did his shit.
Mommy, oh, mommy.
Oh, God.
He wrote over 200 songs. His best known are Oh, Susanna, Camp Town Races.
Oh, I was right.
The Old Folks at Home, My Old Kentucky Home, Genie with the Light Brown Hair.
Oh, shit.
Beautiful Dreamer. Oh, I like Beautiful Dreamer. There you go.
Oh, geez, so he wrote minstrel music. God, how fucking horrible.
So there you go.
I bet his lyrics are probably real fucking racist, dude.
Died at 37.
Yeah. Well,
not a great way to go.
How did he go?
He had a fever. Weakened. He fell in his hotel.
Yes.
In
well, it's a hotel room. That's nice.
And cut his neck.
Ooh.
His writing partner George Cooper found him still alive, naked, lying in a pool of blood. He died 3 days later, age 37.
He's like, come on, just last a little bit longer. We need to write some more racist songs. That is a bad way to go, man. You fall and you cut your neck and blah blah blah. At least it was a hotel room and not his house. So like somebody else had to deal with that mess, you know.
Superficial interpretation of Foster's composition in modern times could be considered disparaging to African Americans.
What does that mean?
Current cultural context. However, Foster unveiled the realities of slavery in his works while also imparting dignity to African Americans in his compositions. This is 1860.
Yeah.
You know, so he was the first to refer to an African American woman as a lady.
Wow.
Oh my God. In a song. Foster composed many songs that were used in minstrel shows. This form of public entertainment lampooned African Americans as buffoonish, superstitious, without a care, musical, lazy, and dim-witted. In the early 1830s, these minstrel shows gained popularity. The shows evolved, and by 1848, blackface minstrel shows were a separate musical art form.
Art.
Accessible to the general public.
Oh, God damn. Ugh.
There you go.
God,
so maybe Stephen Foster doesn't deserve.
No, he doesn't need a statue.
The hate.
Well, he doesn't need a statue, though. Does he need a statue? I mean, he wrote minstrel music.
Well, but he wrote music that was used in minstrel shows.
Right.
But so I just read that part where it said he shouldn't.
Yeah.
In the context of the time, he was actually pretty liberal.
Oh, okay. They co-opted his material.
He wasn't you know, set my people free, kind of, you know, who was back then?
Right.
Hashtag remove Nunes is trending on the Twitter.
Yeah, what the
I'm
fuck?
I'm all for that.
What do you got to do in our government to get fucking fired? What? I mean, what do you have to do to lose your fucking job?
This government? Be a Democrat.
No, yeah, that's true. I mean, imagine Nunes, you fuck nut. If you're working for a company and you pulled this bullshit, you'd be fired.
There's other stuff going on in the news. I needed that Jim Baker laugh, though.
Ah, yes.
Because, goddamn.
Lori sounds high as a fucking kite in that clip.
Envious.
Oh, yes.
Hope Hicks.
Ooh.
According to the HuffPoo and other outlets yesterday, I believe the New York Times broke the story.
Yes.
Said that there's somebody named Mark Corallo, who was Trump's former legal spokesman.
Yes.
Whatever that means. And it says President Trump's former legal spokesman is expected to tell special counsel Robert Mueller.
Right.
About a previously undisclosed phone call in which White House aide Hope Hicks.
Right.
Allegedly, she's very qualified at 27 years of age.
I was listening to Stephanie Ruhle on MSNBC talk a little bit about her background, and apparently she's a shoe.
She was a PR major.
For shoes?
She went to work for a PR firm that happened to work for Ivanka.
Okay.
And they put her on the Ivanka Trump account.
Ivanka.
Her and Ivanka hit it off.
Yes.
And
The rest is history.
Ivanka said, do you want to fuck my dad?
Oh, yeah, I have. It's crazy.
And
who hasn't fucked my dad? You want to fuck him?
More likely, Trump saw her in the office or something, was like, hire her.
Ivanka's like, trying not to fuck my dad, but he probably won't be able to help it. He's so charming and racist. You're going to love him.
Corallo, who resigned from his spokesman job in July, accepted an interview request from Mueller's team. So not a subpoena.
Right.
It's, hey, dude, you want to come over and chat?
Oh, sounds like fun in your underground bunker.
He reportedly plans to disclose that in the call, Hope Hicks, the White House communications director,
yes,
and Trump discussed the meeting that had included Trump Jr. We're talking about the famous
right.
I love it meeting.
Oh, my God.
Trump's son-in-law, Jared, at the time, campaign manager Paul Manafort, a Russian lawyer.
Right.
Natalia Veselnitskaya.
Nine!
And apparently a herd of Russians. We kept finding out more and more.
Right. Everybody, every Russian.
And the meeting was, they all ran down there because they thought they were going to get a big old pile of poop on Hillary.
Ooh, yummy. Perfect.
According to the Times, Corallo planned to tell investigators that Hope Hicks had said during the call,
yes,
that emails written by Donald Trump Jr. before the Trump Tower meeting, the I love it email,
right,
in which, well, here it says, in which the younger Trump said he was eager to receive political dirt about Clinton from the Russians. Hope Hicks allegedly said on this phone call, oh, don't worry, those will never get out. Those emails.
Don't worry about it. We've got that covered. We're going to bury those.
Corallo says he was concerned that Hicks could be contemplating obstruction of justice.
God damn. But would she know? Would she know that she's doing something wrong? I guess so.
Corallo told colleagues he was alarmed, not only by what Ms. Hicks had said, either she was being naive or was suggesting that the emails could be withheld from investigators, but also that she had said it in front of the president without a lawyer on the phone, meaning the conversation could not be protected by attorney-client privilege.
Oh, right.
But there was a lawyer in the building somewhere.
I was going to say, according to Trump, I mean, there was, yeah.
A lawyer representing Hope Hicks is strongly denying the claims. She never said that, they said.
Right.
The idea that Hope Hicks ever suggested emails or other documents would be concealed or destroyed is completely false. Robert Trout told the Times.
Wow.
Named after a noble fish.
Trout. Mr. Trouser.
I caught some of your relatives.
Yeah, yeah.
The Trump campaign initially claimed that the meeting was arranged to discuss a program for adoption.
Right, that's the deal.
Russian children.
I believe that. I believe that story. That makes a lot of fucking sense.
News reports later revealed the meeting was actually focused on obtaining political information on Clinton.
Fake news.
Uday later posted on Twitter a chain of email correspondence leading up to the meeting. He's the one who let the emails out, remember?
Oh,
he
my
tweeted
God, yes.
The emails that said, I love it.
Why? Why would he do that?
Because they're dumb as fuck. And have been so coddled and entitled.
Yes.
And had their balls cupped their entire lives.
I love it.
That they're immune to everything.
Right.
I'm rich. I'm white.
They can't imagine getting in trouble for anything.
My dad's president.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to get in trouble for anything.
Here's the emails.
According to three people in contact with Corallo, Trump's inner circle furiously debated how to respond when the news reports on the Russian lawyer meeting surfaced last July.
Right.
Several statements were drafted and released by lawyers for various parties involved in the meeting. Corallo's account is that he told both Donald Trump and Hope Hicks that a misleading statement for Trump Jr. to give the press, which was reportedly drafted aboard Air Force One, would have negative consequences, and the emails between Trump Jr. and the Russian participants in the meeting would emerge.
Because of them fabricating that letter.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the one where supposedly Mueller is really hitting that part hard, because if Trump, Daddy Trump, saggy orange tits,
movies,
said, listen, here's the story.
Yeah.
And that's what the reports are that he did, that they were discussing it. And he's like, no,
Here's what we're going to do.
So he fucking knew.
You're going to tell him that that Russian bitch told you it was about adoption.
Right.
And you went down there.
That's before his stupid son tweeted out the fucking email.
Yes.
That proved that his friend sent to him, you're meeting a woman. The Russian government wants to help you. They've got shit on Hillary. I love it. Nowhere in the emails were Russian children and adoption mentioned.
That story was bullshit, Pat. It was fucking bullshit.
You mean the emails that Trump Jr. himself tweeted out?
Oh, yes. God, they are so fucked. Trump is not going to be able to pull a Ronald Reagan, right? I don't remember this.
Then they have a little excerpt from Michael Wolff's book. It says, completely devoted to accommodating him.
Yes.
Hope Hicks, his media facilitator, was the ultimate facilitator of unmediated behavior. His impulses and thoughts, unedited, unreviewed, unchallenged, not only passed through him, but via Hicks, traveled out into the world without any other White House arbitration.
So do you think Hope could possibly be in trouble?
I saw a couple stories today that are like, well, if it's true, Hope's going to jail, too.
Damn, that's impossible, though.
That saying, don't worry, those emails will never get out.
Right. That Hope is so attractive. I can't imagine her going to jail.
And then do you remember the story was somebody, I think in the media got a hold of it.
Right.
And they were like, we got the emails. We got Don Jr.'s emails. And then Don Jr. was like, fuck it. I'm going to tweet it myself.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't do anything wrong. Look.
Here's the emails.
Yeah. Here's my confession. Fucking morons.
That's like OJ saying, here's a videotape of me sawing everyone's head off.
And this would have been over a long time ago. Stupid Watergate would have been over if it hadn't been for the Russian GOP whores.
Oh, yeah.
If the Republicans would have been like, you know what? This is crazy. We should look into this.
Yeah. And you know, now the Republicans have a problem, right? Because when I say the public, I mean the non-racist public, the non-stupid, knuckle-dragging idiots.
Mm, cuts it down, yeah.
Yeah. How does anyone with half a brain trust the Republicans to do the right thing? I mean, when they're looking at this kind of bullshit and just, you know, Trump doesn't have any regard for the law. And that, his kids don't. They can't. The Republicans can't do the right thing in this instance. Like, how can they ever? How can you ever expect them to do the right thing or to look out for the country?
Michael Wolff also wrote about Mark Carello. I've already forgotten the dude's first name.
Mark, I think it's Mark.
About Carello's, Mark Carello. From Wolf's book, quote, Mark Carello was instructed not to speak to the press, indeed not to even answer his phone. This is after that Air Force One meeting.
Oh, shit.
Later that week, Carello, seeing no good outcome and privately confiding that he believed the meeting on Air Force One represented a likely obstruction of justice, quit.
No, fuck yeah. Get me the fuck out of this motherfucker.
I'm not going to jail for you fuckers.
Right. Fuck this.
And now he's talking to Mueller.
Because he's got to protect himself.
So there you go.
Shit, man. And he was there. He was there in that meeting. Mm-hmm. So if he says, oh, this is Schindler's idea, then Schindler's fucked, right?
He's lying. You know what they'll say. Disgruntled employee.
Yeah.
He's lying. He's probably a Democrat. I found a cousin that donated to Hillary.
But do you think if Hope Hicks is faced with going to jail, don't you think she would flip on Schindler?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who knows if Mueller really needs her to, you know? I mean,
the more the merrier, though.
Yeah.
And she testified for 2 days to Mueller.
And we don't know.
BT dubs.
Do we know what she said? We don't know, do we?
Mm-mm. Mueller does.
Is that where she went to New York? Is that or am I getting that mixed up with something
who
else?
Who are we talking about?
When she, why did everybody go to New York? There was some kind of, that was the Senate, right? Or the Intelligence Committee interviewed somebody and everybody went up to New York for a meeting. And it was weird that they didn't do it in
that
D.C.
was some.
Is that different?
That might have been her. It was somebody that the evil traitorous fuckwaddle Devin Nunes set up to be interviewed by the committee, but it was in New York, like during a hiatus or something.
Oh, okay.
And the Democrats were like, well, how we have to travel up to New York. It's like he scheduled it for whenever the Democrats, everybody would be busy.
Right, right.
So that's what's going on there. Shep Smith is warning that we're on the verge of a constitutional crisis.
Thanks,
I don't know
Shep.
How Shep Smith still has a job over right. at Trump TV.
I don't either, because like last night I'm watching Fox News on mute, and even if you just look at like the little headlines and the chyrons and shit, mm-hmm. everybody's crazy. Oh, the liberals are in, they have Russia fever. The liberals have Russia fever. My God, Fox News has Hillary Clinton fever. Still crazy.
Shep Smith said that he went through a litany of problems with this ridiculous memo.
Yes.
Trying to throw some reality over into the Fox crowd.
Right.
But they don't watch him anyway. They're going to turn on Hannity later and Lou Dobbs and think that it's the smoking gun for the deep state, and Hillary and Obama Ooh. Are going to be in chains any minute now.
Yes.
Just you wait, you libtards.
False flag. Hey, by the way, Hope Hicks won best dressed at Davos.
Oh, well, there you go.
I didn't know that. Congrats.
Wait, do they really have a best dressed at Davos?
The New York Post is saying that. I mean, their fashion section. Hope Hicks has a habit of turning heads. And she proved it once again at the World Economic Forum on Friday.
Shep Smith said, rather than heed the advice of the FBI
yes.
not to release the memo, we could see the memo on the Russian investigation tomorrow morning. Some Republicans are claiming that memo, if you want to call it that, show the feds misused government surveillance powers as part of the Russian investigation. Democrats, however, say Republicans distorted information to make misleading claims so that the Americans will be less likely to trust the Justice Department investigation
right.
to protect the president.
Great.
Shep Smith said Nunes created this document.
Fiction.
He said he's the same loyal supporter of Trump who completed a midnight run to the White House to get documents from administrative officials that purported to show improper unmasking of individuals connected to Trump's campaign. And then the next day,
yes,
he went out and said, look what we found.
Oh, my God.
Mr. President, look what we found.
It's a drama. The guy, he's playing out a fucking drama.
And it was in
playlist.
And caught out on it. It lasted 4 minutes before he was the laughingstock of the country. And even the Republican Ethics Committee
yes.
took a look at him. They found him.
The
they found him innocent, but they did. They took a look at him for it.
That's so fucking crazy.
Shep Smith said, "Think of where we are today. In the midst of criminal investigation, two Trump associates are under indictment. Two more have pleaded guilty, admitting they lied to investigators.
Oh,
as the
God.
Special counsel appears to be approaching the Oval Office with the news he wants to interview the president himself." The FBI and the Justice Department are under fire from the president. The White House and the Justice Department are at odds in an affront to our system of government and as precursor to what could become a constitutional crisis.
Oh, my God.
So, Shep Smith.
There's no good guys.
With some reality over at Fox.
There's nobody looking out for us.
Sadly, all the blue hairs
right.
and all the racists and xenophobes are busy jerking off to Hannity and Lou Dobbs at night and
yes.
Fox and Friends in the morning. And they probably, I've seen it. I've seen comments where they're like, I tune out when Shep is on.
God, why? He's the one
he
guy.
He might as well be on MSNBC.
I agree. Why don't you? Hey, Shep, leave those dirt bags. Come over to MSNBC.
And they get mad at Chris Wallace. They get mad at Bret Baier.
Oh, my God. These
for not lavishing the president.
Piss babies. Everybody's complaining. Unless it's that necklace fuck twunt. God, I see, you see last night. He's like, Russia fever this, Russia fever that. Fuck you. God, Hannity, Russia colluded with Trump. They fucked with our elections. With our elections.
Right.
We should want to know what happened. What's that?
Breaking news.
This just in.
Oh, this is interesting. This could mean that somebody else is
wired up,
is flipping on Trump.
Oh, shit.
Three lawyers representing former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's deputy, Rick Gates.
Yes.
Quit.
Oh, fuck.
Today. Three.
Right.
They quit defending him today. It's from Politico. The lawyers' names, Shanlin Wu, Walter Mack, and Anna Marie McAvoy.
Bye-bye.
Three attorneys representing Rick Gates told a federal court Thursday they are immediately withdrawing as counsel for the former Donald Trump campaign aide who is fighting special counsel Robert Mueller's indictment of him and money laundering and other charges.
Because
he's fighting. Like, Gates and Manafort haven't pled to anything.
Right.
But Flynn...
Yes.
Has obviously flipped legs up in the air.
Because he was found guilty, right?
Of one tiny little thing,
yeah.
Of a mountain of felonies that he could have been presented with.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably because they also had a son who also committed a mountain of felonies, yeah, as his chief of staff. Flynn might not have cared about saving himself, but apparently cares about saving his son. Because Flynn Crotch Spawn has not been charged with anything.
Wow.
Yet.
And we don't know exactly what is going to happen to Flynn because they're withholding sentencing because the investigation's ongoing.
Yes.
Yeah. Sad.
But now with Gates, this is a possible signal that they're not fighting it anymore and Gates is flipping.
Oh, shit. They, meaning Paul Manafort and Gates?
So far, just Gates. Gates' lawyers quit today.
Yeah.
The lawyers said in a two-page motion they would explain the reasons for their abrupt move in documents filed under seal.
Oh, shit.
With the U.S. District Court
seal
of D.C.
The pop singer?
Gates and former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort both pleaded not guilty to Mueller's charges.
Right.
Speculation has been mounting, it says, that the longtime GOP operative Gates might be seeking to cooperate with the Mueller investigation.
He doesn't want to go to jail for the rest of his fucking life.
CNN reported last month that Gates had added Washington defense attorney Tom Green to his team, noted he'd been spotted at Mueller's downtown office twice.
Damn. Listen, if it gets worse, Schittler is going to panic and he's going to do some fucked up shit.
Criminal trial won't start until September at the earliest, according to the federal judge overseeing the case. Gates has also been working to get permanent release from house arrest.
Oh, shit.
By securing a $5 million bail package. Oh, that's nice.
Package.
He's got $5 million to whip
God,
around.
Who the fuck has that much money? Don't these people work in fucking government? Where does their fucking cash come from?
Gates was reprimanded in December by a U.S. District Court judge for appearing in a brief videotaped address trying to raise money for his own legal defense fund.
Oh, my God. You're not allowed to do that?
A move that she said raised questions about him following a gag order issued on all parties and lawyers involved.
Right.
So he was rebuked for that. But
you have been rebuked.
I mean, if he's a flippin'.
He must have something. He must have something that Robert Mueller, like, fucking values that he needs, right? I mean, it's got to be a big deal.
They don't give them deals unless they got something good to give them.
Damn.
That's why with Flynn, they're not going to give Flynn a deal to get somebody lower on the food chain than
him. It's got to be Trump.
It's got to be somebody higher up.
Which would, I mean, if you're the NSA.
Well, Pence, Trump.
Right. Oh, please, Pence. That dickhead.
Jeff Bosesh, arguably.
Why are these guys? God, if I'm Donald Trump, I'm figuring out how I disappear. How do I make my big fat fucking 6'3", 230-pound ass disappear in Siberia? You think it'd be impossible for him to, like, pull a Kinlay?
Kinlay is deceased.
Ah, he faked his death. That's the only conspiracy theory I buy into. It's too fucking convenient. This guy has all the money in the world and, you know, drops dead.
And no apparent health issues before that, right?
Right. He just drops dead. That's it.
Trump's America segment. Okay. Here we go, which you know means probably
racism,
phobia, or racism,
guns,
or some kind of hatred in general.
Rape. Probably rape, right? Somebody got raped.
Well, if you guessed racism,
yes,
you win. This is out of Idaho.
Fuck you, boy.
A youth soccer coach.
Oh, God.
Has a budding club soccer team called the Idaho Juniors Football Club with an F-U-T, like the evil Mexicans say.
Oh, wow.
Football
Jeez.
Club.
Football, wee-wee. Fuck you.
Walked out to his driveway Sunday morning, discovered a letter on the windshield of his Jeep.
Okay.
He thought maybe there was a donation inside. People have been donating money to the soccer club.
Well, it's February. It could be an early Valentine, Pat.
Inside, he found an anonymous letter spewing racial slurs, instructing him to quit or be careful.
God damn. He's Mexican or Latino or something?
He first thought he would ignore it, but after watching his players receive racial slurs for years.
Yes.
And after consulting with his coaches, he decided to go public and fight back.
Right.
The letter attacked the former Army non-commissioned officer and his 3-year-old soccer club.
Get the guys a vet.
The club fields approximately 60 boys from ages 7 to 11. 75% of its players come from ethnic minorities.
Right.
Refugee families or other countries.
God, what a great thing. All these kids get together, play sports. This guy, he's a veteran. And now he's giving back to his community by coaching some shit.
Yeah.
And he gets a letter filled with a bunch of bullshit on the fucking windshield of his car. That's crap.
The letter read, "It's because of liberals like you that our state is full." Oh, I shouldn't say this word. Although it's a quote. I'm not going to say it, though.
What is it?
N-word.
Oh, God.
And wetbacks. I shouldn't say that either.
God. What is wrong with people?
Your N-word, boy, made the soccer field unclean by stepping on it. You are no better than the trash families you have. You are trash.
God damn it, man. Don't you hate that we don't have Batman? I hate that. I really do. Where is Batman? Some Batman that could say when this shit happens, pays this guy a visit, whoever the fuck wrote this letter. You know what I mean?
Apparently, there's a little bit of good about it because now it's been publicized. A lot of people are donating money.
Did they find out who it is that wrote this fucking letter? God.
Here's the actual letter. Coach, whatever his last name is. I can't read this person's writing.
Yes.
Jenkins? Jerry Johnson? Whatever the name I said was. Is that Tarkin? Jeremy Tarkin.
Okay.
Is the gentleman's name.
Right.
Where is the letter? I just opened the fuck up.
Goddamn windows.
It is because of liberals like you that our state is full of and wetbacks. Your boy made the soccer field unclean by stepping on it. You are no better than the trash families you have. You are trash. Be careful how you coach.
Oh,
one day you might piss off the wrong parent or families.
God damn.
The juniors are a joke. Quit now before the whole state hates you. Be careful, it's signed.
Good Lord, that is so menacing. Threatening. All this guy's doing is coaching
coaching brown kids.
Soccer team.
Yep.
Man, we need Batman. We need a Batman who can find whoever wrote this letter, set him straight so he doesn't bother people. He doesn't harass people in the community doing good things. It's not fair. This guy's a veteran. He served his country. Now he's fucking coaching kids, giving them something to do with the football or whatever. Now this dick bags. Fuck him. God, where's Batman? George Soros, go make a Batman. Fuck this guy up, whoever wrote this.
The Eagle Police Department is investigating the letter as malicious harassment.
Hello, harassment.
Idaho's hate crime law. Idaho has a hate crime law. Includes harassment based on a person's race, ancestry, or national origin. Punishable up to 5 years in prison. $5,000 fine.
Well, let's go get this motherfucker.
Tarkin is white, says he wasn't surprised by racial slurs used in the letter because he's heard them before on the soccer field.
My God.
God bless America.
We got to go find out who wrote this letter. We got to go get this fucking guy. You make a fucking example out of him, throw him in jail, and all these racists shut the fuck up and go back in the woods and put their hoods on. This is where we would need a Barack Hussein Obama to go on TV and say, hey, fuck these racists. We're going to fuck them up.
He's had a kid referred to as the N-word twice.
Oh, my God.
Had families told, quit speaking your stupid language. If you don't speak English, get out.
What do you think this does to kids to hear shit like this? Oh, it fucks them up.
Here's a lovely one. Here comes the future convicts. Watch your wallets.
No, yeah. This guy's a convict. You're breaking the law with this shit.
Idaho Junior's football club includes boys from Ethiopia, Kenya, Israel, Colombia. Oh, the Israelis are okay. Colombia, Guatemala, yeah, right. Mexico, Portugal, Bosnia. They're okay, too. Ukraine and Russia. I like those last three.
This is great. It's a great thing. I mean, my God, imagine you're a kid, you're exposed to all these diverse cultures. And guess what? You probably grow up and you're not a racist piece of shit like whoever wrote this fucking letter.
He said he never set out to establish a multicultural soccer club. He started a soccer club.
Yeah. And he just happened to have not all white people in it. That's a good fucking thing.
He said it's not uncommon to hear up to 8 different languages on the field. I think that's so cool.
Awesome. That's great for these kids. That's great for everybody.
He says it happened, and man, what a blessing. How cool is that? How cool is this guy?
Fuck yeah.
Oh boy. A letter on Tarkin's windshield follows a spree of vandalism targeting Boise, Idaho minorities.
God bless
America.
People need to find these people and fuck them up that do this shit. I mean,
Trump's,
I know that's not America. The right thing to do, but... My God.
A swastika and racial slurs were spray painted onto a Boise playground in November. In July, an Ethiopian restaurant owner's wife had the N-word scratched into her car.
Oh, God.
A Middle Eastern restaurant had a swastika and the word rape you geez written in chalk on the sidewalk. Oh, the Anne Frank Human Rights Memorial was defaced with racist and anti-Semitic graffiti.
Man, somebody needs to find these Nazi fucks and fuck them the fuck
the
up.
The N-word was scrawled in snow atop a storage shed at the Idaho Black History Museum.
What is wrong with us?
An arsonist set fire to the Boise International Market, which housed many refugee businesses back in 2015.
Who's going to go get this fucking guy or whoever? All these people that are, it's more than one guy. You got to figure out who these fucking people are and go get them. I mean, honestly.
Well, they're probably in government nowadays.
Hey, George Soros, do this thing where you create the X-Men or you create the Justice League.
I'll tell you.
And go find these people and fuck them up.
I'll tell you, you could narrow the list by half of the population or whatever by... going for Republicans.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
God.
Think, you think a
fucking
Democrat is running
no.
around scrawling the N-word into somebody's car? You think
no.
They're writing refugees in front of a Middle Eastern restaurant?
God, hey, dude, with the letter, coach, I guess go to the police, figure out who wrote this shit, or if you know somebody who's fucking kind of, I don't know, good with figure out who this guy is.
And then there'll be the righteous hellstorm will befall them, and they'll claim they're the victims.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys are coming after me. We're not all racist.
You know what?
We just love America. There's too many immigrants.
Yeah. These fucking guys need to feel hunted. These fucking Nazi fucks need to feel hunted.
Sure.
They need to be ran out of the fucking God. What the fuck is wrong with people? Fucking with kids like that, just playing football. Football or whatever. God.
Football.
Dickheads.
Trump's America.
God, again, George Soros, somebody, Elon Musk, quit making flamethrowers and selling them on Amazon, dickhead. Go after these racists. Why is Elon Musk selling flamethrowers? You see all that shit going on? Why?
No, I don't know anything about that. I just saw the headline and I didn't look into that one. I don't know what's going on there.
I like most headlines out of the Musk world, but Jesus Christ, no flamethrowers. dangerous, even if they're used for like people say controlled burning. That's what they use them for.
It would be kind of fun.
No, it's not. It's a flamethrower. It's dangerous.
How fun would be shooting a flamethrower?
I mean, you know, it's the aftermath. Where are you going to flame?
Well, it's in a safe, controlled environment. I'm not going to whip it out in the yard here.
I'm really not trying to be a pain in the ass, but I'm trying to imagine what a safe environment to launch, into a street where there's nothing that would burn. I mean, where do you flame up? Flame up? God, somebody go get these Nazis in North Dakota and fuck them up, please.
Good news?
Yes.
Here in Florida.
Oh, really? Did Matt Gaetz resign?
You might be shocked.
Shocker.
I'm reading from the Miami Herald here.
Fuck ye.
A federal judge ruled today that Florida's lifetime ban on restoring voting rights for felons violates the United States Constitution.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Florida's voter registration process unfairly relies on the personal support of Governor Rick Scott for citizens to regain this fundamental right. Now, you know, the thing is that Rick Scott is the one who can sign off on these people getting their voting rights back.
Right.
And he like, oh, I'm busy that day. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I'm so busy.
Right. So so some other entity had to come in and say, hey, guess what, dickhead? You have to do this, so go fuck yourself.
Well, and meanwhile, we have the state approved a ballot measure that if passed in November would restore the voting rights of about 1.2 million felons. The Republicans are way against that.
Well, I mean, don't you have some felons that are like, did some racist shit and they probably vote for Trump anyway when they get their rights back?
Probably a few, but there's probably a lot of nonviolent drug felons are of brown skin.
They're not voting for Trump. They're not voting Republican.
It says the ruling was a rejection of a 2011 vote by Rick Scott in the Florida cabinet.
Ooh.
Then composed of Attorney General Pam Bondi. What a corrupt ass fuck she is. She's the one that literally she was investigating Trump University, it was. And then a $50,000 contribution to her reelection came from Donald Trump, and a little while later, she dropped the inquiry into Trump University.
Right.
Nothing. No correlation there whatsoever.
And she did some fucked up shit with that Pulse nightclub story. She had...
Yeah, she said something horrible.
Yes.
And then tried to walk it back afterwards.
Oh, my God. Fucking Florida. God damn, guys.
The former governor, Charlie Crist, in 2007, had revised the state's rule on clemency, allowing a waiting period of 5 to 7 years to begin a process allowing felons to apply for restoration of rights. But Rick Scott and the cabinet voted in 2011 to get rid of it. And now this judge is saying, yeah, they can't do that.
Survey says, try again, dickhead.
Can't do that.
You're wrong. Fuck you.
So,
God.
A little bit of good news.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, in Trump's America, good news these days is the reversal of bad news.
Oh, yeah.
Or the delay of bad news or the prevention of bad news.
It's like shit like that happened to that coach in North Dakota. That is happening more in Trump's America.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank God. 100%.
Hate crimes are up because the guy in the White House is pro hate crime.
Yeah, he is a hate crime. I just remember Obama just talking about shit like this. He would just be, he would weigh in with some morality, you know? He would say, this is how we should be thinking as a society. And you know,
yeah,
this guy's fucking, you know, whatever.
It's exhausting.
He's a piece of shit. He's vain. He's upset.
Holy shit. Look at the time. Oh, damn. We've been yelling for almost an hour or 2 hours here.
That's right.
Don't forget tomorrow, join us for Faithless Friday, everybody.
Hey, Sky God.
Oh, God, I'm torn.
Yes.
Well, when in doubt.
Alex Jones?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Let's try to end with a laugh. Alex Jones.
Oh, man. We are taking America back for what it was found.
Okay, this is a guest that he has on, Mike Adams.
He already sounds like a dickhead.
I'm going to put air quotes around scientist.
Oh, okay.
Who owns Consumer Wellness Center Labs. Oh, he probably supplies Alex God. With all kinds of dick pills and horny goat weed.
Horny goat weed, Lyle Silver.
If you got low T, take this.
Prostate rub.
Here's that guy.
On 8 years of hatred and destruction and collusion under Obama to systematically dismantle this culture, this country, this economy.
Obama wanted to dismantle the culture by, you know, giving gay people the right to have a marriage.
Yes.
By not wanting police forces to summarily execute black people.
All of a sudden, we got white supremacists marching with torches with no hoods. Don't you think that's fucking up society? Don't you think that's deconstructing society? I mean, I think
it's amazing. When you look at what Obama did and wanted to do, how can anyone look at that and say, wow, that's evil?
I don't fucking
I want everybody to be treated the same. I want equal opportunity for everyone. I want to end racism. Well, I want to end xenophobia. Yes. I want to end all kinds of discrimination. You hate America!
You make a good fucking point, because the liberals generally are inclusionary. They when we have progress, you want to include more people. You're bringing people under the tent. The Republicans are exclusionary. You know, they want to build a wall. They're worried about voter suppression. They're garbage.
And now back from the dead, it gives me chills. It brings tears to my eyes because we have been so close to the enemy having total sway over us.
Absolutely.
A Soviet-style purge is in all their documents. They were going to literally persecute the hell out of everybody that's
So who is in today, in Tuesday night, said in the State of the Union address, that he wants to give his cabinet the right to purge everybody that doesn't agree with them.
Donald Trump did.
And here is this pond scum, Alex Jones. After that shit with the train, I'm kind of losing my mind. He was more of a hilarious fop to me and a lunatic.
Sandy Hook
and that. Garbage. I mean, it's just he's becomes more dangerous to me by the day.
Are they suggesting Obama was colluding with the Russians? Is that what they're saying?
Well, no, Obama wanted to
Soviet style.
All their documents, they were going to literally persecute the hell out of everybody that's decent. They're still tweeting in MSNBC. Don't talk about families and churches. You don't get that anymore. These are like people in a re-education camp running it. I mean, they're so evil, Mike.
Meanwhile, he's screaming against the evil because the Obama administration wanted to go after people that discriminate. The Obama administration wanted to go after corrupt cops and corrupt regimes that are beating on brown people and sucking them dry of money.
And what did Trump say during his campaign? Blue lives matter.
Here's more.
You're not lying at all. You were on the list. I was on the list. Other websites were on the list to be shut down and taken over by
That's been in Congress. That's been in Congress.
To have the domain seized, to have people like you and I vilified.
You should be vilified. You are vilified.
Yeah,
but
scum.
Please produce the documents that you were going, that the Congress was trying to seize your domain name.
Oh,
please produce those documents.
Citations?
Yeah. You know what they might be talking about is people who want the fairness doctrine back that says, if you pretend to be a news show, you can't lie.
Right. You can't be
considered
news.
Where would Fox News be? Gone.
They wouldn't be where they are.
They wouldn't exist.
Vilified as Russian agents. You know, you did a parody on that, but that was their actual plan.
They were going to go ahead when she won with that.
Absolutely.
We're seeing the false launch of all this, but they're still going with the plan.
They are, but their plan is now about to unravel at a scale that we've never seen before.
And that's the danger, just like Trey Gowdy, everybody said, they're cornered rats right now.
Right.
They're very dangerous.
They're capable of anything at this point, anything. A false flag operation, anything
is.
To change the narrative. If it has to be, a train full of Republicans slamming into a truck, that might have been just a small taste of things to come.
Fuck you. Seriously, if I was related to that poor person that lost their life in that accident, I would be gunning for this. Not literally, well, maybe I would be going. I would.
You'd
I would
want
this person and Alex Jones beat the fuck out of for disparaging the memory of my loved one with their crazy conspiracy
bullshit.
It was
an accident. It was a horrible fucking accident. It's not a false fucking flag.
Right. Get their way. But let's hope that enough of the deep state has been shut down now where they can't pull off something big like a biological attack or a radiological attack on some city. Because I have no doubt they would do anything to change the narrative and try to change history at this point.
I agree. I know Trump likes to get peak anticipation going. He needs to move to the left, move to the right when they think he's moving to the right, move to the left, zig when he zags. I think he just released it right now because I'm telling you, they're trying to load up federal buildings with ammonium nitrate right now to blame it on us.
They're trying to load up buildings with ammonium nitrate to blame it on us. Anything, in other words, if the Mueller investigation starts proving that Trump did what he did,
right,
and it starts looking bad for Trump, some right winger is going to blow some shit up, and yeah. Alex Jones is saying, well, obviously it's a false flag. He's laying the groundwork right now for saying it's the evil libs trying to set up the right.
And it
when
doesn't
he
make sense.
Is the one inciting violence by claiming that an accident with a train is the start of a civil war.
Oh, my God.
We'll never start violence, but we're going to shoot back.
Oh, my God.
What does that tell his drooling audience?
Oh, get your guns.
Yep. I mean, and start shooting now.
He's riling them the fuck up. It's terrifying.
He's telling them the war has started, so load for bear.
Great. Wonderful.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
Ryan does some comedy. Find out when and where at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter and Instagram, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And don't forget, buy shit through our Amazon hole. We'll be back with more of this tomorrow, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Oh, shut up. You shut the fuck up, too.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.